It is 8:37, and tomorrow, here in Ferndale at the Repertory Theater, it is Three Musketeers, one of my favorite stories. It is it has been portrayed in many different movies, but it's always wonderful up on the live stage. And so we have Cleo, Jesse, and Evan here. Hello, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing? So, Cleo, you're directing this
thing. I am, yes.
Cool.
So tomorrow is actually our preview, and our actual opening starts Friday the 27th, and will run all the way until October 27th.
Fantastic. Full month.
A full month.
A full month. How have the rehearsals been going?
I think they've been going really great. I've been having a great time. Cleo's a great director, and she's been really working with us on a lot of on everything.
From not a slave driver.
No, not at all. No. Very kind.
Yeah, they've been hard work too. We have a lot of fights in the show, so it's been very athletic rehearsals.
Yeah, so Jesse has actually been helping me to choreograph the fights. We're choreographing them together, and I really think it's been a great process. I've been leaving a lot of space for people to really be their own character, really bring their own thoughts. And it's really, in that way, created an ensemble piece.
There's a lot of fencing.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, a lot of fencing.
Any of you ever take fencing?
Yeah, I was a fencer for many years. I was a martial artist first, and then I was a fencer, and then I studied a lot of stage combat.
Nice.
And so I took a lot of, all of sort of that research, and then I worked with the swords that we were able to get, and I sort of, what we have for the show isn't pure fencing, and it's not pure stage combat. It's sort of a mixture of the two, and all of it is choreographed to the performers' bodies. So it's not just blank choreography that we handed them, but we constructed it with them in the rehearsal process. So all of the fights are organic.
Cool. Now, Evan, you play D'Artagnan.
That's right.
So have you done any fencing before this?
No, I have not.
So was it kind of a challenge?
Yeah, I would say so. I did a lot of practicing of the basics that Jesse taught me for a good couple of weeks to really feel comfortable with the moves.
Yeah. It is fun. This is a play by Alexandre Dumas, right?
Well, the story is by Alexandre Dumas, but the play, the script, is actually by a person called Ken Ludwig.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. So the story, the original story, the book, was... Okay, and then it was adapted.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. And I guess that is the case probably with the movies as well.
I'm not sure about the movie. Usually the screenplays are a little different than the stage play.
Right.
So it could be another adaptation of Ken Ludwig's script.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are many different screen adaptations of this. It's a very popular play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very, very, very popular indeed. And it really is. It's wonderful. Terrific characters. And, it's just a... heroics.
Yeah, it's filled with actually like so much like it feels like an action adventure and the script is written very cinematically. So the show itself feels very very much like a movie, in that there's like these sweeping transitions and there's these like intense fight scenes. You know, some stuff like we play all throughout the theater, so there's stuff that goes through the aisles, up and down stairs, all throughout the space, and so it has this really like exciting energy that feels very much like a movie in like real life, which feels really cool to experience.
A lot of wonderful action.
I think it helped that I originally started as a choreographer, so going into this piece, we really had an eye on the fights and an eye on the transitions, which made it that sweeping cinematic feel.
Exactly.
Right? And the way we choreograph the fights, I think, is really important to this show.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Yeah. Is there any music that goes along with
this? Oh, yeah.
There is. There's quite a big underscore. There's no live music in the show.
Okay.
But we worked with a sound designer, and she has really outfitted us in a good way. She's working with our fights, right, and some of my dance sequences, and she's really supporting the piece with the music.
Mm-hmm.
So for those who are unaware, because there are actually some people who are unaware of the story, they've heard of it. Everyone's heard of the Three Musketeers, or at least the Three Musketeers bar. Right. And they may not know what the so in a nutshell, one of you or all of you can grab the, what is the basic story?
The basic story is that D'Artagnan, the main character, leaves home with the idea of becoming a musketeer and gets to Paris, where
he's a young man.
He's right around my age, which I'm 26. Mm-hmm. And he gets to Paris and he encounters three of the musketeers, the leader of the musketeers, the Cardinal Richelieu, who is like the main bad guy, mm-hmm. And kind of gets swept up into this conflict between the musketeers and the cardinal. I don't want to give away too much of the story, mm-hmm. but I would say that's the basic of it. Yeah,
we've got characters like Sabine, who plays D'Artagnan, who is D'Artagnan's little sister. Mm-hmm. People like Milady, who is the villainess.
And she wants to be a musketeer too, right?
Not in our stage adaptation. We don't get that far.
Okay.
But, yes. And then the queen, of course, who is actually the central conflict of the play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's good versus evil, action, swashbuckling.
Absolutely.
Yeah, standard jazz, you know. Yeah. It's the good stuff.
It's the good stuff. It's a lot of action, a lot of fun. What are the year this takes place?
1625. So that's the 17th century.
Okay.
France, before the Revolution.
Before the Revolution. Fantastic. It really is. It really is a lot of fun. And so tomorrow is the preview night. Explain the preview night versus the opening night.
So the preview is actually our final dress rehearsal. So we sell discounted tickets, and you can come to get one at the door. You can buy one online. But basically, it's a little in to our process. So you can come, you can see, maybe we're not all the way ready, maybe we're running a little late, and if something goes really, really haywire, we call stop, and we reset. Okay. Now, I've never been to a preview where that's happened. But
it could.
But with all of this action, who knows?
And it's great, because you get to be, you know, when you go to a preview, you're part of the first audience. You're the first audience that's ever seen the show, so you... By going to the preview, and I mean everything up after that is really more time for us to calibrate the show to an audience, because up until now it's just been in the void and with Cleo's eye, and so now we get to hear other people's responses and sort of start that audience feedback loop.
Right. And for those who have never been involved in stage plays, that it is a big difference between the rehearsal and when there's an audience. There is an absolute feedback that takes place, and you generally feed off of that, and it actually changes the whole aspect of the performance when there is an audience there.
And there's actually a lot of comedy in this script.
Oh yeah, this is a very funny script. A lot of action and funny.
Absolutely. So really, the actors are waiting for that audience response. They're ready for that audience response. And, you know, they just hear a few of us laughing in the house every night. Mm. So we're ready to really take it out.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And just real quickly, your background, Cleo?
I am a director choreographer from Cleveland, Ohio.
Wow.
Yeah, I got a degree in directing choreography from Baldwin Wallace University, and then actually got a master's at Del Arte here in Blue Lake.
Oh, fantastic.
And I have been working in both Humboldt and Cleveland ever since, and I actually just accepted a job in Cuernavaca, Mexico. So I'll be moving down there to teach at a university.
That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. That's going to be great.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And and Jesse?
I'm a performing theater artist. I'm from L.A., mm-hmm. and I did a lot of...
As most of us in Humboldt County are.
That's true.
Yes.
I did a lot of more of the Hollywood thing when I was younger. Movies, TVs, voiceover, that sort of thing. And then I sort of migrated more into physical theater and the circus arts and performing arts in that sense, and started... transitioning more into using my body and working more within like a street theater or a live theater setting. And then I got my undergrad at CalArts, and then I came up here and went to Del Arte with Cleo and Evan, and
wonderful.
Got our degrees together, got our masters, and mm-hmm. now we're doing Three Musketeers.
Yes. All right. And Evan, you clearly went to Del Arte as well.
Yes. Yeah. Just graduated with my master's degree. I've got an undergraduate degree in acting. I've been a street performer. My passion, I would say, is clown and bouffant. Mm-hmm. And yeah. And I'm living in Humboldt at the moment.
I hope so, because we're doing a show.
Yeah. Well, it's a really long commute from L.A., but I'm just kidding.
Are you from L.A. as well?
No, I'm actually from Massachusetts. I'm from the other coast. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, fantastic. Yeah. And you guys all know Michael Fields, of course.
Of course.
Yes.
Very
yes.
well.
Yeah, because my oldest son was into acting for a long time. He does this thing in Southern California.
La Cisa.
Mm-hmm. And that's where, my older boy got a chance to, work with Michael Fields with that. And he thoroughly enjoyed that and wound up going to theater school in New York, where he lives now. And, of course, being a graduate of theater school, he waits tables for a living.
Oh. That's the game. Yep.
Yes. We actually have quite a few CISA grads in our cast.
Nice.
I believe there's actually five. Five CISA grads.
Cool.
Four Del Arte grads, mm-hmm. and then five, including me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think he told me that CISA was probably his favorite experience in the whole thing. He was just absolutely loved that.
Yeah, I've heard really good things about CISA.
It's really cool.
I hope to check it out one day.
Yeah, it's really cool. Very hot.
Yeah.
Okay, especially with that. In comparison to
Hong Kong. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you all for coming in. And we'll want to say best of luck. Break a leg, I guess.
Yeah. Thank you very
although
much.
With this physical stuff, breaking a leg is always possible.
Yes, it's true.
Yes.
That's the thrill.
So be careful while you're out there breaking a leg.
Thank you.
All righty.